Yes, this is episode 45.
Hi, guys.
Oh, we're already on.
We're recording.
Welcome to the Infamous Podcast. This is episode 45. I am your co-host, Johnny.
And I'm Brian. And what, you go away for a week and you forget how to do this?
No, not at all. I was trying to remember what episode it was and you already had hit the button.
So this is episode 45, The Voice of the Great Beyond.
Because you don't have a board. Do that.
That was better than mine. I'm not going to lie. That was better than mine. All right.
Well, hey. That's because, what is the Lou Gehrig movie?
Yeah.
today.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you have a nice vacation?
Yes.
So did you get your pro mini golf card?
I am champion standing.
So I heard
for the first time.
I heard you beat your girlfriend for the first time ever.
For the first time ever, we played five games and I came out on top. She lost two. I lost two. So
she was telling me about that.
Like Worf, I am champion standing.
Nice, champion.
Till next year.
No, you retire. Just retire. Go out on top. Be retired.
We might do putt-putt at Disney. We've never done that before.
Nice.
So
oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
When we went to Orlando, this was before the KBO 7 came along.
Yeah.
We did putt-putt at, it was right on whatever that main drag.
Yeah, there's two.
And it was this big, like, mountain craggy thing.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So
yeah, I've looked at them, but we, like, you know, once you get into the parks.
Oh, it wasn't in the parks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But once you're in the parks, you don't really do the stuff outside.
Well, we didn't stay at the park, right? Though, so anyway, so welcome to Mini Golf Cast. I'm Brian. This is John.
No, that's a plan.
All right, that's so
I can rate the mini golfs that we played at if you want real fast.
That's okay.
Adventure Golf in Miamisburg, not so much on the good side.
Really?
Yeah. It's just not taken care of. So
yeah.
There's one we went to in Dayton, I can't remember what the exit and road, all that is, called the Magic Castle.
Oh yeah,
it is also like a golf course.
Cool,
but it has like the gaming center with a putt putt.
Do they have a legit arcade in there?
Yeah, like nice. Legit like game stuff. You know, you go buy the chips and put them in there. And
oh, I might have to go up to that.
Yeah,
one,
it was fun. So. We didn't play any of the games, but we played that one, and that was fun. And then Young's Jersey Farm.
Yeah.
So. Which they have two putt-putt courses, so.
Cool.
Yeah, very I won cool. one and lost one up there.
Yeah, I was laughing all week as you were texting me of your where you were and
hashtag vacation.
Stuff. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, hashtag capital letters vacation.
I always look forward to your trips because I get the images each evening.
Yeah, I haven't posted all the pictures yet.
But you text me each evening the images of whatever your haul was.
Like, look
for
at
the
this
day,
crazy
so.
Shit.
I'm like, nice.
Yeah, there's some stuff that we went to the Springfield Antique Extravaganza, which happens like twice a year.
Cool.
And there's some stuff I haven't taken pictures of yet that I found.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. So, very cool. All right. So, this week, like every week, lots of interesting stuff happened.
I was on vacation. I don't know what happened.
So we're going to do some quick news bites, and then we'll get into it. After the quick news, we're going to talk the DC TV Universe finales, at least Legends of Tomorrow and The Flash, because neither one of us have watched Arrow as of recording.
Sorry.
And you're way behind on Arrow.
Yeah, I am.
And I can't blame you for that. I kind of wish I was way behind on Arrow, because I'd probably...
Arrow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm behind on both of those.
Yeah.
Well, vacation.
Sure. So we'll do that. We'll talk about the Preacher pilot.
Yeah.
Preacher, not Creature. Sorry. From on AMC. And
the
then
Creature pilot.
We will close out talking about DC Comics or DC Universe Rebirth, number one. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Does that sound good to everybody out there?
Since you've been the man on vacation.
Yeah.
On 1 second.
You've lost your voice since I've been the man on vacation.
Yeah. Well, I got sick while you were on vacation.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
That was fun. All right. So, just the biggest thing to talk about. So, we're recording this on Thursday, as usual. Captain America.
You got to say the date. May the 26th.
May the 26th, 2016. Captain America, Steve Rogers, number one, hits shelves. And fans hit. Wait. And
the
shit
roof.
Hit the fans.
They hit the roof.
So, I will say this. I was looking forward to this book. I've been reading
Sam Wilson,
America, which I've been loving. Nick Spencer, who writes that, is also writing this.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. And then Jesus Sayas?
Jesus Sayas? I think it's Jesus
Sayas. Anyway, yeah. Does the art on the Steve Rogers one. This book is beautiful. It's like,
it looked good.
It looks amazing. And then the story is great.
Yeah.
I really loved it. It's hit some controversy. If you're on Facebook, there's no way you haven't seen the final image of the book.
Yeah, it's been out there.
And I'll say this. The people who are overreacting have only seen that image.
Yeah.
And the headline.
Yeah.
Reading this book in context, you know, it's
it makes it questionable, but it's one of those things where I you know, it's either not Steve Rogers or it's a different Steve Rogers, because we still, the effects of Secret Wars haven't been totally explained yet. So
no, and you know, and then the whole thing with Pleasant Hill, or what was
Pleasant Hill, yeah.
You know, we don't know what happened there, because yep, whenever the Cosmic Cube is involved in Marvel, things get wonky, yeah, and go really to hell. Yeah. But I love his new shield.
Oh, yeah. The shield was cool.
It looks awesome. It's got that cool little, like, laser pointer thing that he used to cut through the train.
Yep.
And everything like that. Or the airship.
Quinjet. Yeah, the Quinjet. Pretty much.
And then he had two little sidekicks that were added in there.
Yeah, they've been around before.
But so, having him work within the confines of a team seems to be interesting. There may be half that many. We don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I enjoyed the book. I think the people who, like, I will say this, at work today, there's a bunch of guys I work with now who are into comic books. The first thing we talked about was Captain America.
Right.
Which, on the same day
is that... Is it because of the fact of a movie just came out?
And... It could be. I think it's also the fact because he is the Sentinel of Liberty.
Right.
And he was created by two Jewish men.
Right.
So people have, you know, an issue with that because, you know, Hydra is so closely tied to, you know, Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
So I can get, like, the faux outrage, but I mean, it's definitely, like I said, it's a thing where the people saw the picture, read the headline, jumped to conclusion.
Right.
I do think it's also part of what you just said, is that because the movie's out, you know, but what I was saying before, though, is at work, we had talked about this. Instead of the universe changing event.
Oh, so the, like, rebirth.
Well done, Marvel.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know.
Like there were a whole bunch of news stories there, you know, I was reading things about, like, why can't Captain America be Captain America?
Right.
You know, so definitely some interesting things there.
My whole thing is like, you know, Zemo mentions it in there that there's different factions of Hydra. So it's like, wait, maybe Cap is part of a Hydra faction?
Maybe.
That fights for the country.
Yeah, who knows? You know,
because there's flashbacks in the story that mention things about, you know, making the country right in that.
Yeah, and the flashbacks.
But I don't think it's Steve Rogers either. So
yeah, I want to call out the flashbacks for a second because they were drawn so beautifully.
Yeah.
and colored, and especially the color, because you absolutely knew where you were.
Yeah, you knew it was a flashback
at every time. Yeah. So that was great. All right, so if you haven't, pick it up. It's on Comixology. Go to the show notes. There's actually a link to Marvel's site where you can find out how to buy it.
Oh,
so
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then, does it have a digital download in it?
It did. Yeah, okay. This one does. Yeah. But, like, if you just want to pick
they
up
do, a digital They do that copy, in all their books.
They do it on all of them now. They used to only do it on a... They, when they started, it was only, like, select ones, select but now books. They do it on all. Okay. And I really wish, with Rebirth, DC would have gone that way, but... Whatever.
Yeah, you know.
DC's so far behind in digital anyway. So, speaking of digital comics, if you guys aren't familiar, Comixology actually launched their unlimited service this week. It's $5.99.
Oh, is it? I thought it was more.
But it caused a big old storm as well, because I guess most creators didn't know this was happening. So there was a whole bunch of comic book creators who are not happy with it.
And why?
You know, royalties, like, how are... Because they get... So, like, if you listen to our conversation with Jay Torres, he talks about how, like, he gets royalties for things when they are bought digitally. So, whoever worked out the payment structure for when people's books are streamed. You know, it's very similar to what happens with Spotify and Apple Music and stuff like that. So, yeah. All right, moving on. Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of casting news.
Yeah.
Cate Blanchett.
Which had been rumored forever.
Is Hela?
Hela, yeah.
Which is great. I think
that fits the character.
Amazing casting. Yeah. You have Carl Urban join the cast as Scourge.
Oh, is that who he's playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I had an idea for who he could have played.
Oh, who were you thinking?
Baldur the Brave.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one, too. So, yeah. And we haven't heard anything about Lady Sif in the Warriors 3 yet.
No.
So, we do know that Natalie Portman is not going to be in it.
Jeff Goldblum was mentioned?
Jeff Goldblum. I was going to get to him, but first, Valkyrie with Tessa Thompson from Creed. And if you've seen... Did you see Creed
yet? I haven't watched it yet.
You got to watch that one. That one's awesome. It was... Man, I'm looking more forward to Black Panther now because Ryan whatever his last name is, who directed Creed, is directing Black Panther, and he does really great with story and character. And
yeah, I seen there was a rumor that what's his name?
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
he's cast in it. Don't know who he is, if he's a villain or another hero.
Man, ape.
I think he would have been a great T'Challa, you know?
Yeah.
Not taking anything away from Bozeman. So,
yeah.
He was awesome. Then Carl Urban is Scourge, and then Jeff Goldblum will be joining as the Grand Master.
Oh, that's who he's playing.
So
okay.
That will be very interesting. Definitely looking forward to that.
That makes the story sound more interesting, just mentioning that the Grand Master's in it.
Because
it's all about games when it comes to him.
And so there's that. And then the other news that came out a little before we recorded today. Ruffalo is going to be in it.
Yeah.
He said it's going to be very much kind of like a buddy thing with the Hulk and Thor. So looking forward to that.
Intelligent talking Hulk.
I hope so. You know? Yeah.
Joe Fix It.
Doc Green from the current line, you know, to kind of tie back into Marvel Now. And there was a Marvel Now announcement. We'll cover that down the line and get a chance to look at it. So, of all the sites at my new job, that are blocked, Newsarama is one of them.
Really?
I can go to like comicbook.com.
Well, because you have a bunch of comic book guys. Well, and if they sit there and look at that, they're not working.
But like there's access to Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. But Newsarama blocked. So anyway, which, you know, as you guys can tell from most of the time in show notes with cited sources, Newsarama is like my go-to site.
Yeah.
It has been for a decade. All right. So Star Trek Beyond. Did you see the second trailer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Much better.
They tweaked it. A lot, because the website I go to called TrekCore showed the comparison to the first trailer.
Right.
And that, and a lot of the aliens were tweaked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And some of the, some of the visuals.
Like the CG, visuals of their faces.
Yeah, the creatures that come out shooting with the armbands.
Yeah. Oh, out of the breach ship.
Yeah. There was, a background one of those that was totally, turned. Okay. Changed and all that. Cool. So
I tell you what, I did not hate the first trailer.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like a Star Trek movie. And then Simon Pegg immediately hit social media saying, this is not the movie.
Right.
This is not what we're seeing. I feel like this is much more in line with what I've heard him talk about with, you know, kind of what the idea of the story is. And there's an NX class ship in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So which we were having the conversation back and forth via texting of when does this timeline split off?
Right.
Where?
And I think that might be acknowledged in this movie finally, you know.
Yeah.
That something happened and, you know, who knows if it's the Enterprise NX or if it's another NX ship. But
I mean, because they made four.
Four that were known. I mean.
And then two were destroyed.
Yeah.
In the show.
Right.
And then another was destroyed in the books.
Right.
So I did it.
Yeah.
I told you I wouldn't do it and I did it. Anyway. No, it looks awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
You know.
It looks like they've jumped ahead actually, because everybody looks a little older.
Yeah, and the whole, you want to go back out there.
Yeah.
You know, comment.
Like
they've done their five-year mission.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you read the comic books are the five-year mission. Yeah. So yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, if anybody is interested to see what's happening on the five-year mission, just go read the IDW Star Trek book.
Oh, yeah. So.
And I mean.
Which is very good.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, know, they do I a don't really get good it job. Regularly, I mean, but the story I do right now it. Is the legacy of Spock.
Nice.
So it's, you know, because of the 50th anniversary and because of Nimoy passing, it's the story of what happened between the first JJ and the second JJ.
Oh,
Star Trek as movies with Spock
populating
yeah.
Vulcan and
what?
That kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Where you know where he was
right.
When Spock contacted him and asked him about Khan.
Where was he?
It hasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on part three, I think. So
cool, cool. All right, and
they're
then,
doing a lot of 50th anniversary stuff
there
in
is.
The IDW books.
Yeah, well, so. I just in general, there's a lot. Yeah. I've been reading a lot. I hope this movie lives up to the 50th anniversary.
Yeah,
you know, I really do. So, what's the next one we're going to review? Is it First Contact?
Yeah.
So we gotta figure
we'll
that out soon because May's almost over.
what?
Anywho, all right, and then more kind of movie, TV, streaming news. Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Lucasfilms, which is all one Disney company
now. The Disney
now,
company.
Struck a huge deal with Netflix to be the kind of exclusive place to find those movies and TV shows and things like that starting in 2015. So not Hulu, not Amazon Prime, not Stars, not HBO, things like that.
So will they have they mentioned, is it the full library?
So it's the things that are coming out.
It's just the stuff coming right. out.
So okay. like Stars still has the library of like the Disney movies and they still right. have the Force Awakens. Right. right. And then so whenever their whatever contract is up for that, I'm sure that's when the right. stuff will go to Netflix.
I mean, Netflix has a good handful of the older Disney like animated
yeah, they,
movies.
They've started. Yeah.
And they have a lot of the Disney XD stuff and. You know, already they've been doing that. So I can understand why Disney's like, you know,
I'm
favored
hoping,
them over
yeah.
other
yeah.
casting things, I guess. Podcasting, broadcasting, you know, all the castings at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Netflix does a good job of, you know, keeping up on everything.
Yeah, so I mean, hopefully Indiana Jones, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, all that stuff is included to be on there.
Yeah.
You know, the Pixar stuff, like hopefully
the all the Star Wars movies.
The Star Wars. Yeah, that would be yeah. great.
I mean, they already have Clone Wars on there.
Yeah.
They haven't. Have they put Rebels on there yet?
No.
No.
No, so Rebels hasn't been anywhere yet.
So Rebels will probably show up on
like,
there.
So like Rebels, like in Agent Carter. Or two. That,
yeah.
Like haven't
yeah.
shown up anywhere to stream. And that I always find that surprising. But here's the from the IO9 article that I linked to. It says Netflix has announced that starting in September, so this September, it will not be just a place to find Cinderella, The Avengers, Indiana Jones, and Toy Story. It will be the only place to find them. So they have an exclusive deal with Disney and the subsidiaries, so no Hulu, Amazon Prime, or Amazon Prime for those films. So that is definitely interesting.
Yeah.
I know like one of the big deals they made is that Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, will
yeah.
be
oh, it'll be on
only.
Netflix.
So I hope that means they get there sooner rather than later.
Like they would be, it would be the week that their movies are released.
Or
the,
maybe like a couple weeks after. Like,
yeah.
You know, but yeah.
I mean, if for honestly, for stuff like Star Wars and Marvel movies and that, even if Netflix is going to have the brand new ones the week that it comes out, I
yeah.
still buy them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think most people would.
Yeah.
So, but
it's just, it's easier to go to Netflix. Like if I'm mm-hmm. and not in the room with the TV and I just have the computer, it's easier to pop it on
yep.
and listen to it while I'm doing
oh, yeah,
something
yeah, yeah.
else.
Oh, like the wife, she's always constantly yelling at me. She's like, well, we have that on DVD. I'm like, I'll just rent it on iTunes.
Right.
She's like, why? I'm like, well, first off, it's HD because like we still have a bunch of
right.
DVDs. And second off, I don't know where it is. It's in one of these six
oh your books yeah
books of discs but yeah no I think that's really cool and it's exciting to see that
yeah so. Yeah it's a cool thing that you know it'll be easier to access some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have it. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and there's one other thing. Why just kind of dealing with like Marvel movies. I don't know if you saw this, but Joss Whedon said he would be open to coming back to direct a female-led superhero movie.
Why?
No, thank you. You had your chance.
Why?
Now just move the F on.
Yeah.
So.
In all honesty, I would rather see a female director direct like A-Force. Yeah. If they did A-Force or something.
The what's her name from the Hurt Locker? James Cameron's ex-wife.
Oh, Catherine Bigelow.
Catherine Bigelow. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Brain fart.
Penelope Spheeris. Yeah. I mean, she's still around. Yeah. I mean.
But I'm saying, like, Catherine Bigelow, Black Widow movie, war action, some subterfuge, like, you know, very much in line with Jessica Chastain's character from, or not The Hurt Locker, Zero Dark Thirty. My bad.
Right.
But very much in line with Jessica Chastain's character. That's the thing.
She's already worked with Jeremy Renner, so, you know.
So. No, she didn't do The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, she did.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, great. I was right.
Yeah.
I was right while I was wrong.
Yeah, I think that's what she won the Academy Award for.
But, she for Zero Dark Thirty.
I think for... Hold on, I'll check real fast.
Do, 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 do.
God, you're terrible. Do, 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 do,
do. I can't use anymore and we'll get sued by the Jeopardy people.
I don't think they would do that. Anthony Mackie and Jeremy Renner were in The Hurt Locker. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Not The Hurt Locket. The Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker. No, The Hurt Locket. Where it's
It was Catherine Bigelow. Yeah. You're right. So, but no, Zero Dark Thirty is the one that won the Oscar.
No, I think she won the Oscar for The Hurt Locker.
Okay.
I think she actually won for Best Director that year, I thought.
See, this is what happens when I go off the outline. We get confused and... have to move on. Anyway.
Yes. So. Yes. Catherine Bigelow became the first woman to win the Academy Award, the BAFTA, and the DGA for Best Director with this film.
Nice.
This was also the first film that won Best Picture that was directed by a woman.
Yep. Which is a great movie. So it would be awesome to see someone like her, for sure. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A-Force would be awesome.
A-Force would be a good one.
Yeah.
Who has the rights to She-Hulk?
I don't know.
Because isn't she part of A-Force?
Yeah. She-Hulk, Captain Marvel, any female Marvel character.
Well, and they're going to do a Captain Marvel movie.
Right. So, anyway. Yeah.
But no, please do not give Joss Whedon another chance. He's...
Are you talking to Kevin Feige?
Is that just in general? Like, okay. You know,
Bob Iger, Kevin Feige, you know, the entire Disney upper echelon.
Yeah.
Please do not let Joss Whedon come back. That's Brian's plea. He's down on his knees right now. And that I've thrown glass down. He's crawling across it.
Anyway. All right. So then moving on to our last little quick bit is X-Men Apocalypse opens tonight, tomorrow.
Is it tonight?
I mean, everything opens on Thursday night.
Yeah.
If it's a Friday open. It is rocking a solid 48% on Rotten Tomatoes at the moment.
Is that bad?
It's certified rotten.
Oh, okay.
So it's,
but does it have to be over 50 to be certified fresh?
No, I think it's got to be over like 65.
Really?
Certified
fresh. Okay.
So, you know, like there was one of the quotes was said like you'll sit here and wonder how they made 8 of these. So, but, you know, I mean, I don't hold, so...
You know, I don't sit there and wonder that type of stuff, you know, and when people try to make those kind of funny comments, it's like, you know how they sat there and made 8 of them? It's called money. You paid to go to that movie.
Right, and I don't hold the X movies to necessarily the same standard as the other superhero films.
You mean the Marvel superhero films?
Like I don't go into this expecting it to be as good as I expected Civil War to be.
Right.
Or as good as I wanted Batman versus Superman to be. You know, I know what I'm getting from these with Bryan Singer. And so I go in with the applicable level of expectation. Right. And it's like, you know what? X-Men are one of the few movies I actually do buy popcorn for.
Okay.
And I just sit there and I snack and I enjoy myself.
Sure.
And, you know, Last Stand was bad.
Blah.
Worst
X-Men movie ever.
I don't like the Wolverine movies.
I don't count those as X-Men movies.
Because I don't like Wolverine. You know, so there's that.
I enjoyed the Wolverine. Was that the last one?
The most recent one.
Okay, I enjoyed that more than I enjoyed Origins, but Origins was a train wreck in the making.
Yeah.
And but the Wolverine was fun because it associated more with what had happened in
and
comic
books. And
it
tied close to that four-issue miniseries.
The worst thing in there was probably the...
Silver Samurai
animatronic
robot.
Yeah, Silver Samurai bot.
I was going to say the Silver Samatron.
Oh, I think Silver Samurai bot works.
That does work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that
was
probably the
worst
thing in the movie because I was hoping
noise.
To see
the
Silver Samurai.
Yeah.
Like, because he's always been one of my favorite designed characters.
He's a cool character.
And, yeah. And I can remember when I was a kid, I had like one of the official Marvel guides and he was in it. And I just was staring at him like, how does he do what he does?
And he has such a limited mutated skill set with just that one katana. Or I don't know if it's any katana or if it's just that one particular katana.
But just like the design of his suit and everything was always one of those things where it's like, how does he do what he does?
Right, right.
So, you know, it's minor things like that. But, I mean, you know, compared to Origins, Wolverine is like a whole different movie.
Yeah.
And if they're going, I mean, if they're going the way that it sounds like they're going with the third Wolverine movie.
Well, they're
going
to do Old Man Logan.
Old Man Logan. I'm like, hell yeah. You know,
which is interesting because
an awesome story.
But they don't have the Hulk and they don't have Hawkeye. So maybe they'll work something out.
They'll work something.
I hope. Because I would like to see Jeremy Renner in that role.
Yeah, playing the old Hawkeye.
Yeah. Or, who would be a good old Hawkeye? That's something to think about.
Kris Kristofferson. Yep.
I like it.
Yeah.
So.
And he's been all over the movies.
Yep.
Wasn't he
in Blade.
He was in Blade. Who played, was that Sam Elliott that played the Ghost Rider in Ghost Rider?
I didn't see Ghost Rider.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that was Sam Elliott.
But
he played the cowboy
in,
Ghost
oh,
Rider.
Oh, yeah, he was in Ghost Rider. I mean, I remember seeing it in the preview, but yeah, I did not see that
Chris movie. Christopherson was in Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes. That's what I'm...
Yeah.
Movies. Like,
they're all... They just all...
It's all in my head.
So, but no, you know, I think it'll probably make around $65 million.
Yeah.
Like, I think that'll be about one day.
It's a holiday weekend. People will go see it.
I think it will be the number two movie in the box office behind Civil War.
But didn't Civil War get knocked off number one this week?
I didn't look.
I think it did.
What beat it? What animated?
Angry Birds.
Oh, Angry Birds. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, Angry Birds, I think, beat it.
All right, so it'll be either two or three. It won't be the number one. So Angry Birds will probably still do well. But, yeah.
Which I heard wasn't bad.
No.
It's not something that I'll rush out to see.
No.
I mean, they showed a preview for it when we seen Zootopia on vacation, and it looked fun.
Well, the KBO 7 is not like super exciting to go see it.
Right.
So
it'll
be like
something you're
it'll be like a rainy
to.
Day Sunday type of a thing in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But all right. So kind of hopping into the meat of the show now. The DC TVU.
Yeah.
We have the finales. As of our recording this, everything is done for the season.
Yep.
You're several episodes behind on Arrow.
Yes.
I envy you because you probably still have a little more hope in Arrow than I do.
No.
But I have not watched the fatality yet. So we may talk about
that.
But
that
like, when's the last time we talked about Arrow on the show anyway? So
when you went off about it.
I guess a few weeks ago. Yeah. But like, we don't
Felicity.
Anyway, so... do you want to do Legends or Flash first?
We could talk Legends first.
The Legends finale, titled Legendary.
Yeah.
Totally lived up to that title.
And it did what I expected it to do.
To
wrap
set up
it,
the
wrap
next,
that thing up and put a bow on it, and it did.
Yeah. Do you think Vandal Savage is dead?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Now, how do you feel about... So, these are obviously spoilers. It's
been
over a week.
That was fun. That was fun to watch them get...
It was
get him
so
in three timelines.
And then, like, the kind of the way... The ways they did it, too.
Yeah.
And, like, they went back to that 50s era, which was cool to see. They were back at the nuclear arms sale.
Yeah.
And then they were in 2016 or wherever.
2021.
Oh, 2021. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised Connor Hawk or John Diggle Jr.
Yeah.
Sorry. Didn't show up. At some point in the finale.
I didn't need him there.
I don't want him because
he was
the show.
In an alternate.
He
timeline.
Does not need to be on the show next season. Not at all. No. Not even for a little bit. I think
with the ending, they set up what's happening next season.
So the ending of this and the ending of Flash.
Yeah.
Are, you know, or just some of the things that some of the imagery that's been on Flash with the Justice Society and a just society for all.
Right.
Right there in the police station. I'm curious of who from the Justice Society they will get. So we met Our Man at the very end.
Yeah, Hawkman and Hawkwoman are there already.
They've flown off into the
But they were part of Justice Society.
Right.
So.
But they're not series regulars coming back.
Well, that's fine.
So they'll probably show up here and there.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I think.
Have they said who is the absolute series regulars?
So it's...
Rip, obviously.
It's Rip, it's Sarah.
Okay.
It's Firestorms.
Okay.
And it's Mick.
Okay.
Okay. Now... Wentworth Miller has the most interesting deal in the history of television.
Okay.
He is a series regular on all four CW shows.
Okay.
All four shows have the ability to use him at will.
And they can.
And hopefully they will.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a great catalyst for the crossover.
Yeah.
Is to have him popping up in episodes here and there. And then at whatever the fall crossover when they decide to do it, it's them having to stop him from doing something.
Right.
So, yeah.
Like the greatest time heist ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, but I thought it was great. I definitely enjoyed it. The like you said, the ending was good. This is a show that built.
Right.
And it did a very good job building. I hope they stick to that. I hope they stick to 16 episodes.
Yeah, that would be nice for them to come back midway.
I think the mid-season is the perfect spot for this show.
Right.
I think in the fall will be way too congested.
Right.
And plus, CW has other shows that they need to air.
They have other shows that they're just lining up to cancel.
Well, that too. They don't cancel hardly anything.
Well, have you seen the preview for Frequency?
No. Is it the Frequency from like the Dennis Quaid movie Frequency?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same setup.
Caviezel?
And I'm like, how are you going? No. It's a daughter instead
of
a son.
Jim Caviezel and Dennis Quaid.
Right, yeah. But it's a daughter instead of a son.
Fine.
And I don't think he's a firefighter. I think he's a cop.
Okay.
But it's the same setup. And I'm like, how do you make a TV series out of that?
But
that was...
Yeah. That was hard to get to 90 minutes of content, you know? It's a good movie, and I like the movie a lot.
And why didn't somebody think to get Jim Caviezel? Because Person of Interest is done.
Yeah, Jesus isn't doing anything. Yeah. Hire him. Although he should be Superman, but whatever.
Batman.
I like that.
I mean,
too.
If you watch Person of Interest,
I haven't. It's on Netflix now, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, okay. It is. Yeah.
So David and I were talking last week about like my summer viewing and The Americans and Hannibal are my two must watch like kind of catch up shows this summer.
Yeah. Maybe is Hannibal on any of the streams?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Is it?
It's an Amazon Prime exclusive. So,
okay.
I'm thinking maybe I'll add Person of
Hannibal's a little
that.
Rough. I've watched like the first half of the first season. You might not like
I like that stuff. I like that sick.
You don't like gross. Horror that much,
but
though.
No, I like the weird, gross cannibal stuff. Okay. You know, I don't like the horror, the torture porn horror stuff, you know. Like, I like the Amityville horror type stuff, and, you know, even the some of the Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right.
The Cube, that kind of stuff. Hellraiser. But it's like the found footage horror movies. I don't like the found footage movies in general.
He told you to watch Hannibal and The Americans.
Right. And you've told me about
Person of Interest.
One. I think those are three that'll kind of get me through.
The Americans, I mean, I haven't watched any of this season because I usually just let it all record.
Right.
And then just watch it in a week.
Yeah.
But it's one of those ones where binge watching it is like the best because it's like there's just so much going on.
It's like
there.
Fargo. You got to do that. So Fargo, the first season's on Hulu. The second season will be on Hulu soon enough. And then Ewan McGregor's going to be on the third season.
Oh, wow.
That's two different characters.
Nice.
He's going to play brothers.
Okay. So. Play twins.
And yeah. So, all right. So Legends Tomorrow. Excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see where it goes.
I think it ended well. I think it did
More
itself
Jonah
justice.
Hex.
Yeah,
More Jonah
you know,
Hex.
Maybe add Jonah Hex to the team.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Another
female character too, please.
I did like a lot the kind of the end where they're trying to decide if they were going to go.
A lot of time passed in the last episode. Yeah. And it doesn't even feel like it.
Yeah. But the little moments, like Martin and his wife and, Sarah and Detective Lance or Captain Lance or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was just very nice. And it was this great payoff for characters who have been in peril all year.
Right.
I will say this. I want the show to come back and I want it to be a little braver.
Yeah.
I want to feel so, like David and I had talked about the 100 last week. So definitely go listen to that if you're a fan of the show. This or the 100 or both. On the 100, because they're so brave.
Yeah.
And because they kill off main characters.
Right.
They kill off fan favorite characters. When something happens and a character is in peril.
Yeah.
You believe that that
they might actually die. Yeah.
There was a scene with Paige Turco leading up to the end of part of this season. Kind of like the climax episode before it rolled into the two-part finale. Where she's legit in peril. And it's up to Clark to, save her or whatever. And
you don't know.
It's that whole time. And
right.
She may or may not have made it. I'm not going to tell you. But you sit there and the whole time you're wondering, okay, you can save her. You're watching your mom.
It's the thing where it got to a certain point on Lost where that started happening.
Right.
Like toward the end. Where you're like, oh, that, once Charlie died, you were like, anybody could die at that point.
Right.
Because Charlie was like one of the most popular characters.
Charlie
on
was
the
awesome.
Show.
He's my favorite character.
Right. Yeah. So. And it was one of those things where once that happened and people would be in peril, you're like, oh, this person might die.
The only two people you never worried about were Jack and Locke.
Yeah. Because they were the central, they were the black stone and the white stone.
But on the 100.
Yeah. And anybody's up for grabs. Yeah.
Like, there's no sacred cow. So, like, The Walking Dead has gotten away from that. There are four sacred cows now,
Well, more. There are in the book, too. Yeah. So,
Well, Kirkman came out and said, Rick Grimes is going to die.
Yeah, so, Kirkman.
He says that a lot. He was on At Midnight last night.
Yeah.
With Jonah Ray, who's going to be the new host of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Okay.
And Will Wheaton.
Okay.
And then when they got to the end where they announced like who the winner is, they cut to black.
Oh, nice.
It was kind of funny. Like Hardwick actually called him out a couple times on the show.
Well,
so
I don't.
It was pretty.
I
funny.
Honestly don't think that was Kirkman's choice.
It was
Scott Gimple.
Yeah,
that was Scott Gimple.
Yeah, because it's a TV show decision.
Well,
and
as
it's
frustrated
not a story
as
decision.
He was on The Talking Dead.
Yeah.
During that, it's like, it was a Scott Gimple decision.
Yeah, you made that decision, and now you have to pay for it.
Now you
got to
eat crow.
So, anyway. All right. So, Legends of Tomorrow. Totally worth checking out the season. 16 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. Brandon Routh was great. Excited that he's coming back.
Yeah.
The budget, so if they keep this to, 13 to 16 episodes in that range, they can do a lot more.
Right.
Because they can spend more money on the effects. Because Firestorm looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that is how I've always dreamed of Firestorm.
The flaming
looking.
Halo.
Yeah.
Is really, you're like, wow, that's gotten better since the first episode.
Like, on Once Upon a Time has Hades this season.
Oh, okay, cool.
And his hair will go into the blue flames every now and then. And it just looks so stupid.
Okay.
It's like ABC, you have a much bigger budget.
Right.
The show has a much bigger budget. You could do that better. And it's, what's his name? He was on Ally McBeal. Not Peter McNichol, but the other one. Greg something.
Oh, the one that was in Shawshank?
No. What was he in? He's been in a ton. So if you know, we'll look it up later. But anyway,
right.
All right. So moving on to The Flash. So in my little rundown here, I said the legends became legendary. The Flash ran fast and Arrow took aim in the dark, the Flash definitely ran fast. Faster than he ever has before.
And did things that, you weren't expecting to happen. The whole time duplicate thing.
The time remnant, as they call it.
Yeah.
Which is
kind of an original idea because they've never done that in the comic book that I can think of.
Impulse did it. It was one of his power sets.
Oh, was it?
Where he could create the duplicates to send out.
Yeah, but they weren't so, him.
I guess, yeah, they weren't really him. You're right.
It no, wasn't you're right. It somebody original, jumping so. Back in time a few right. minutes and then coming back.
And saying, hey, I'm going to pull you forward and you're going to die.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Barry being Barry is happy to sacrifice himself.
Well, right, yeah.
But, yeah, it was good all the way up until that, the end, really. The end kind of, where the end of season one Flash finale, yeah, Greg Germain.
Or German. Yeah, German.
Sorry, he was Hades. Back to the other thing. Now okay. Moving back into the Flash. Where season one's finale, like, it just kept building and building and building. And right. then he ran up into the black hole. Like, that was great. We knew it's coming back. I don't think we even knew necessarily it was coming back for a second season of that.
They hadn't announced like that when he ran up there.
But this one, it was... I feel like this was the biggest mistake they made all year. The Iris Barry interaction at the end. Come on, Iris, read the room. You've been great all season. Yeah. And then you do that. You know, it just didn't make sense. And then Barry pulling a Barry and going back in time and doing something really, really stupid.
Yeah.
Especially in... coinciding with what's going on in the comics right now, and they're kind of rewriting the whole Flashpoint.
Yeah.
To go back and do that, it's like, all right, fans didn't like it in the books for the most part.
Right.
You know, it didn't work in the animated series or the animated movie, the Flashpoint Paradox movie. It was bad.
Yeah.
And it was really bad animation, too, so that didn't help it.
Yeah, I don't think I watched that one.
But to go in and take this show that is about, like, hope and joy and love and, you know, optimism, to do that and to end that way, you know, like, there should have been a scene with Jay Garrick and Barry.
Yeah.
And it should have been, instead of him moping in the corner, being, right. you know, whiny Barry... Or whiny Allen.
He looks
Allen.
Like my dad.
Yeah, he looks like my daddy. I don't have anyone except for Joe and Iris and Tom and blah, blah, blah. And, or not Tom. Tom Cavanaugh.
Yeah.
Harry and Wally and Cisco. And oh, wait, I have a whole bunch of people.
Like he's got more of a family now than he ever had.
He has more of a family than he ever did. But instead of that, they should have had a moment where it's like, hey, I'm just an Earth away.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you want to talk. Because he you know... And the fact that he never put together the, oh, my mother's maiden name was Garrick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're the dumbest smart guy ever.
Well, it was the thing that Henry mentioned that his mother's maiden name was Garrick. And it's like, you know, obviously Jay Garrick.
At no point did Barry put those two things together. Until,
well, Henry did. Henry was like, his name, he was using the name Jay Garrick. That was my mother's maiden name.
Right.
It's like, I'd be curious to see where that story would go.
And they've essentially done away with that.
No, I don't. I don't think that. I think that he's going to have to deal with the Speed Force bouncing back on him for doing what he's done.
All the little Wraith things.
I'm thinking you can't just go, oh, well, the whole second season didn't really happen.
I hope they don't, because it was a really good season. Right. And I just think to end on the note they ended it on was a very weak thing to do.
But I think that, you know, Zoom is going to return as Black Flash.
Yeah.
And well, I think that that's where Barry's going to have to deal with messing with time.
Right.
Is that Zoom is going to be the person that's going to be
the
there. As
that
the,
they send.
He'll be like the police officer for the Speed Force.
What is it? The Black Racer? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But did you notice?
No, the Black Racer's New Gods.
You're right, sorry.
Yeah, Black Flash is Black Flash.
Did you notice how like his face kind of got sunken in?
Yeah.
And the piping on his suit went red and stuff like that. So, yeah, that was definitely something.
They don't usually do things on this show without a plan.
Yeah.
And I think that this whole thing with Flashpoint will have an effect.
Well, and with Patty Spivot being, she was a big thing coming out of Flashpoint. Right. So, who knows?
Some things they just throw in, but I think the Flashpoint will be a major part of the first part of that season.
The first half. I'll say this is if they can at all get the rights to Thomas Wayne as Batman.
No, they'll use Oliver's father. and they'll have you the error.
You think they'll do
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope they don't.
They will.
Just because they've stolen so much Batman for Arrow. Like, they should call it Barrow.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah. All right.
That would be so. Bat-Tarot.
Bat-Tarot, thank yeah. you. Yeah, so Legends finale, awesome. Arrow yeah, finale, TBD.
I thought they were really, really both good.
Flash finale was good until it wasn't.
I don't think that was a bad ending, though.
I don't know. I didn't care for it.
If you can come out of a finale and go, where do we go from here? That's a good finale. Yeah. And that's what happened.
Okay.
Because it's literally, you're looking at it going, what's he going to do now? Because you changed everything.
I feel like he's the Tony Stark of this world. You know, he yeah. keeps making mistakes that other people have to solve.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
He fixes some of his own mistakes.
From time to time. Yeah. But it's definitely a Team Flash thing. All right. So, moving from finales to a beginning.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Preacher pilot?
It was good. So, it was good.
Now, keep in mind, my thoughts on pilots are usually it's the weakest now, episode my question of is, the
did,
series.
Did you read the series at all?
I read the first trade.
Okay. So you have an idea of that first issue.
I know. I knew about the first issue when I read the first trade. So I knew my where My
one
it's
major
going.
Complaint was the end of the episode.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And I told her how it ended in the book. Mm-hmm. And she said that's the way it should have ended.
It would have been nice.
Because the whole idea of him beating the crap out of the one guy and everybody showing up to the church on Sunday, be it that there was not much of a crowd there.
Right.
That force coming in
uh-huh.
and destroying all of them would have been a better way to go with that yeah. story.
Again, it's
it's all budgetary.
It has to be brave.
Yeah. It's all budgetary, though.
And I'll say this. The pilots, like I said, are typically the weakest episode of any show. This was actually a very good pilot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I found
I don't think that
it
wasn't a bad pilot. I just, the ending wasn't the ending that I
now,
wanted.
Is this a 6-episode first season?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
You know, because AMC typically does that where it's yeah. like a 6-episode thing.
I know that this upcoming Sunday, they're re-airing the pilot.
Because of Memorial Day.
And because they're going to have Talking Preacher. Yeah, well,
is
that's
it Hardwick?
Be, yeah, it's Hardwick.
Oh, God.
And that, but it's literally like every show is going to have that talking.
Yeah.
At least one episode of it because like Better Call Saul had one for the premiere, one for the finale.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm okay with that. If yeah. they do just like the one.
And I think like they showed, I think Jonah Hill's
ten.
On there.
It's 10 episodes.
Okay. Jonah Hill's on the Talking Preacher.
Okay.
And
they don't
that
have
plays Jesse.
Dominic Cooper.
Dominic Cooper's on there.
They don't have a Seth Green.
Rogan.
Seth Rogan.
That's
yeah.
who I said.
You said Jonah Hill.
Sorry. Seth Rogan.
Oh, okay.
The two get mixed up in my head.
And Evan Goldberg.
Yeah, I think those three and somebody else is on the first episode. Perfect. Chris Hardwick's had to get a bigger couch because he keeps getting more and more guests. So there's a bigger couch on that set now.
Okay.
And they're able to fit more people on it. So.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I thought it was good.
It was fun. The characterizations were down.
Yeah.
As soon as Cassidy showed up, I was like, oh, this is it's on.
The fight on the plane
yeah. was
very well choreographed. You know. The grabbing the umbrella on the way out was,
yep.
was spot on it, and yeah. it was great. And then just laying there in the ditch waiting for the count to show up.
Well, just the interaction between him and Jesse, where Jesse's like, "I can't understand anything you're
yeah.
saying." It's so, like, yeah, that's good stuff. So,
and if you are out there and you missed this, and you're listening to it, it's free on iTunes right now.
Oh, okay.
And it's the HD version, yeah. no commercials. I will say this, and this is an AMC thing. It's not a Preacher thing because they do it on all the AMC shows. That new kind of go up and end on like that big gong type moment
yeah.
going into commercials is really annoying.
Okay.
Like it's just this, it's this new like trope that they're doing
yeah.
in all their shows. It was really bad on the, Into the Badlands.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's really bad on Walking Dead.
Okay.
But anywho, yeah, no, I liked it. I think I'm definitely going to go back for a second episode. We'll see from there. but
I'll watch it all. I love that book, so.
I liked the book.
That book's vicious.
I definitely like that part, but I'm also not, outside of The Punisher, I'm not the biggest Garth Ennis fan.
Right.
And I don't necessarily like Steve Dillon's artwork.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
To each his own.
And you know, for me.
This is the last episode I'll be on of the Infamous Podcast.
Well, I mean, but you know, for me, with the art, that's usually secondary.
Right.
And so for me to, like, you know, have that taking away from me, like, it's just not my style. Right. I didn't say it was bad. It's just not my style. You know, I definitely.
It was good on that book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So we'll see. But, like, if it gets picked up, which I'm sure it will.
I'm looking forward to seeing if the Saint of Killers shows up.
I think one problem that it has going against it is Game of Thrones.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it didn't do great ratings. It just did kind of okay. Right. So, who knows? We'll see. I mean, if they're going to are they going to air the second episode on this?
No,
Sunday?
They're going to air the second episode
in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
See, like, again, I think that's kind of dumb too, but whatever. I'm not a TV executive.
Right.
So I can't speak to, you know, they know they have more data than I do into that. All right. So now moving on to our main topic of the week.
Yeah.
Or did you have anything else to add?
No.
Sorry, before I move on.
No.
I didn't even. That was rude of me.
No. If you go to comic book stores, some of them got a free Preacher issue with new Steve Dillon art. He did the characters from the show as they would look in that book.
Oh, cool.
So.
All right.
And if you look at our banner, it's actually on. It's on there. So.
Very cool. All right. So Rebirth.
Yeah.
Not Afterbirth.
Wow.
No.
It got gross.
I enjoyed this.
Yeah, it was a good read.
I as a Wally West fan, well, first off, as a Flash fan, I definitely enjoy any time the Flash is front and center. And then the Wally West being the catalyst for the Rebirth.
Right.
I loved. And I love his urgency and the parallels to Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Right.
Kind of the opposite, you know, sort of thing. He's got to come back into reality to save it. The thing with him and Iris was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing with him and Bruce, like, not having the connection that he thought they had.
Right.
Was very interesting.
Well, he's not connected to anything in this world, and it's like, you know, it's a different world altogether.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, you know, it was one of those things. And you know, him being in the old suit, I did like the explanation of why Wallace West.
Yeah, being there's two Wally West.
And why there's a second Wally West. It wasn't shoehorned. It made sense. They were both named after grandparents.
The same grandparents.
Yeah. So, again, it was good. I liked that part of it. And then when they finally got to him and Barry, it got kind of dusty in my house, I'm not gonna lie.
Wow, okay.
I mean, like, the whole, I think I hashtagged it Flash's got a hug, you know, like, the old Tommy Boy thing, you know.
Is he whispering in his ear, Hal Hydra?
Well, somebody made that meme already, which is pretty funny. So I saw that and, like, I almost spit all over my computer. But
Hail Hydra, Wally. Hail Hydra.
The other big catalyst for this is the Watchmen.
Who watches?
So someone's been watching them, and it appears that Dr. Manhattan is going to be the reason for Rebirth.
Okay.
Which, you know what? As someone who's not super into the Watchmen, you know, and again, like, Alan Moore, I like a lot of his stuff. I tolerate most of it. You know, I liked the Watchmen book. Mm-hmm. Less, like, I liked the movie.
Did you read before the Watchmen?
No.
Okay.
And from what it sounds like, I should.
Because one of the books has jumped up in price. Like, big time.
Yeah.
Like, the single issue.
I'll just...
Like, Bleeding Cool digital, put up an article, like, about how... check your dollar boxes. Because there's an issue of Dr. Manhattan that supposedly might have a hint of something in this. Hmm. So... I'll just go buy a trade paperback and read.
I'll go to Comixology and buy a digital copy and read it. I think it did a really good job with the chapters. Jeff Johns, I saw a heading that was like Jeff Johns leaves the ultimate mic drop as he walks away from comics. I've never ever said Jeff Johns can't start a story.
Yeah.
He gets right in there and he does a great job setting things up and getting the ball rolling. It will be unfortunately up to Dan Didio and Jim Lee to keep that ball rolling.
Right.
That's my only concern. I come out of this very optimistic. The Blue Beetle Ted Kord thing, I think nobody saw coming.
Oh, that he's back?
It's his son.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't catch... Well, I was kind of tired when I read this, too, so...
So, watching the Blue Beetle's original... Well, second Blue Beetle's son run around with the third Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Flying the Beetle ship and everything will be very cool. So, I'm looking forward to that book even more now because I do like Jaime Reyes. I was on the fence about the Titans book.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see it now.
Titans... is definitely gonna be one of my must reads.
Well, because of the advertisement of Wally's there,
and Wally's costume looks awesome.
Yeah,
it's a great hybrid between his Kid Flash costume and his Flash costume.
Right,
and I think is it Ethan Van Sciver who designed that one?
Probably, yeah.
So, I will be excited for that. The Teen Titans book, looking forward to that. Nightwing, obviously. Yeah, so I come out of this with optimism, which is hopefully the point, to bring the optimism back to
DC Comics. That's what they're trying to do. So it's like hopefully everybody stands up enough and says, hey, yeah, this is what we want.
I mean, you and I over the past however many weeks of doing this show have bashed DC.
How many months?
Months, sorry. Months. We've been hard on DC.
Well, and it's deservedly.
But it's also because we're fans.
Right.
First and foremost. The other thing was when he calls out Ollie and Black Canary and how they look at each other and they feel a spark, but there's something missing and
right.
They don't know what it is. You know, it's like, okay, awesome. We're getting...
Somebody's been manipulating things the whole time and splitting people up that right. should be together because love...
In love
the DC
conquers
universe
all.
Is supposed to be the most powerful thing.
All you
the
need
interaction
is
with Johnny Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was some pretty like vicious stuff there. The Justice Society actually did exist, but they don't exist now, but
right.
they did exist and it's like they're out there
you
somewhere.
You need to find the Justice Society. Yeah. What do you think I've been doing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that's pretty awesome. The whole thing with the police and somebody sitting there with a Legion ring.
Right.
Which I'm assuming that's Saturn Girl, yeah.
Because she's the only telepath.
Right.
So, which, you know, that's a big difference between Marvel and DC. There aren't a lot of telepaths in the DCU.
In the DCU? Or?
I mean, there's a few. But, like, it seems like in Marvel, well, everybody's a mind reader.
In the DCU,
or telepath,
it was people
so.
From different planets
yeah.
had abilities. And hers was the...
Yeah. I mean, because she's from Titan.
Right, and, yeah. The so. Telepathic thing.
But before Thanos,
there's a I was going to say there's a crossover that's never happened that would be kind of an interesting
Thanos and the Legion.
Yeah,
that would be cool. So
Titan would be under yeah. attack, and it's Thanos.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So all right, it's $2.99. It's 80 pages.
I was going to say for $2.99, the artwork alone is
well worth the read.
Yeah.
You
don't even have to look at the words. Just look at the pictures.
I got the standard wraparound cover.
Was there another cover?
Yeah, there was another cover where it's got Batman more front and center with the gold outline around the bat. But this wraparound, I don't know who does. Did Jim Lee do the cover?
No, it's Gary Frank.
Gary
and,
Frank. Sorry.
Hold on, let me get to the credits. Then put a shout out to all the artists on here. So Gary Frank and. Brad Anderson.
This cover is amazing.
And then the variant cover is Ivan Rice and Joe Prado and Alex Sinclair.
Cool.
Which I've met Ivan and Joe, and they're awesome.
It looks great. It's not a bad looking cover. It's just this wraparound one is iconic. It's
iconic. They've pulled out all the stops with the artist because it's Gary Frank, Ethan Van Sciver,
oh, yeah.
Ivan Rice, Phil Jimenez, and you have Joe Prado inking, and Joe's pretty awesome at inking. All this stuff. and Brad Anderson, Jason Wright. I mean, it's a strong, strong group of artists, and then obviously a strong writer. And but I mean, just it's one of those things where I don't even have to read this. I just want to look at it and look at it and look at it. And that. So.
And then, but when you read it, it's a good story to back that
well,
up.
Well, the cool thing is, I mean, that cover is one where you get everybody to sign this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's literally all the names on there. You get them all to sign this. Some Hi-Fi, because Hi-Fi is kind of a computer, so.
Well. So, anyway. All right, so coming out of this, thoughts?
Both. Well, yeah, we'll just say both the comic books that were the major ones this week. I liked Rebirth more. I did like Rebirth more.
I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah.
I
Cap was fun, but it's one of those things where this is, what, the seventh number one for Captain America, I think?
In, like, the last 4 months.
Yeah. Well, no. There we go, getting a dig in on Marvel.
But... Well, and now, they have the whole new Marvel now thing where they're going to renumber everything again. So
I mean, this is a number one. It's just a number one.
It is. It's a one shot.
I'll check out some of those books like we've talked about.
I mean, Wonder Woman. I'm going to check that
out.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
mainly
a great
Rucka,
because
of Rucka.
Because,
you know, the.
Excuse me. I will pick up Captain America number two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. If there was a Rebirth number two, I'd pick it up too.
So, I mean, I'm going to get Green Arrow.
Yeah.
You know, it looks interesting. I'm going to get the Green Lanterns.
Sure.
Because yeah. Stan Humphrey, or Sam Humphreys.
Well, and Simon Baz and the new girl that was in Justice League, the most current Justice League story.
I'm probably not going to get Batman. I think that'll
I'm
be a
more
kind of
curious
wait and
about
see.
Is it Detective that's the team book?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm more curious
with,
about.
With him and Tim Drake and Batwoman. So.
And Clayface.
And Clayface. Yeah, so.
Who better to have on your team than Clayface? He can pretty much become anybody.
He can, yeah. So
as long as you don't make him use superpowers
or bring him out in the rain.
Yeah, well, you know,
he's great in the desert,
right? Well, now he would dry out in the desert,
would he?
Yeah,
is drying out a problem for him?
Probably because the skin would start to flake.
Maybe
off.
I don't know.
So. Yeah,
but yeah.
Now so, we really got into nerd talk.
We will do an episode. We will do an all episode nerd talk. We'll bring our like biggest conspiracy theories and like
all
just
complaints
go back and
about
forth.
Characters yeah. And what would happen if this so. Character did this and
we'll have to get like Dave Powell or somebody to come back in and do that one with us. That's definitely or Freddie.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
that'd be a good one with Freddie. All right. So just kind of wrapping up, man. It was an interesting week. I'm glad you're back. We missed you.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. So it was weird doing the show in the room by myself because David's in California.
Right, yeah.
And I've just become very accustomed to going back and forth with you. So,
right.
Yeah. So, all right. I mean, everything was good this week. I don't have any complaints.
No.
Like,
there wasn't...
Which is rare.
Yeah. Minor bits and pieces of stuff is pretty much what it was.
But I think that's good because that's things where, you know, I can look forward to seeing how that will change or grow or whatever. So
yeah, like I said, I'm very curious to see where they go with the Flash at this point. Justice Society on Legends is going to be...
I think Justice Society... Well, I mean, they have a Supergirl now.
Yeah.
They have a
yeah,
super...
Yeah, I'm curious to see where that's going to...
So their Earth 3 is what they were called, right? And Jay Garrick said he was the Flash of Earth 3.
I don't know. And like, have they acknowledged that she's from Earth 3?
So that's what I, you know.
See, I would have called her Earth-S.
Yeah, something. But
yeah.
They're going to need to figure out a way to bring that so it's not
having a
time jump.
Can we get a roadmap to the DC TV universe
What
now?
Are the 52 Earths, please and thank you?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, you know. It's... Let's jump back to like when I was reading comics early on and it was, you know, 75,000 Earths in the DC universe kind
oh, yeah.
of thing.
And like,
know.
I mean, Marvel's still there with that.
Well, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah.
Hey, right. The multiverse is a smart thing to have in any kind of comic book universe because you can do anything you want to do. It's like, just don't tie yourself down.
And I mean, we had what episode was it where we talked about continuity?
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, in that episode, I specifically say I would prefer to have a continuity free universe where it's all multiverses.
I just tell good stories. I don't mind having like a universe that's the universe, But if you want to tell a story like an Elseworlds in DC or a What If in the Marvel Universe, or like IDW did the Deviations, do those stories, because people like to see the craziness. Mm-hmm. And that's what I call that. That's the craziness. When Batman is a Green Lantern, or Batman is Superman, you know, Kal-El is Batman, that type of stuff, you know, all the What Ifs.
The Nail, which you just got for me.
Yeah.
So, which
I'm excited to read again. Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. All right.
So that's pretty much it.
Thanks for listening. You know, as always, you can find us, any information about us out at InfusPodcast.com or Infus Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yeah. Johnny Podorf, Instagram, Twitter. Not on Twitter that much. Haven't been on Instagram that much either lately.
Well, I've been on vacation. You have a backlog of things. So I've been using Snapchat more lately than just about anything.
Yeah, my phone don't do Snapchat.
I know. So, well.
Well, and there was the whole traveling around to antique stores and comic book stores and stuff like that that kind of ate up the time.
Sure.
I mean, if you want to see awesome pictures, my Facebook, you know, you can friend me.
Yeah.
Just let me know who you are.
Anyway. All right, guys. So like I said, you can find us in all those places. You can find the show anywhere where you found it, either if you found it on our website and you're someone who downloads it, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, and if you have an Android phone, we are now on Google Play.
Okay.
There is a link at the bottom of this show notes, for the first time, just linking you to there. So please subscribe and review.
Yeah.
At any of those spaces, we appreciate it.
Let us know where you found us,
and it helps.
Let us know where you are.
Yeah, let us know where you are. And I'm curious
to see where people are listening to this.
And if you have questions for us, it's contact@infuspodcast.com. There are a couple of you who I will be getting back to right after this when I talk to Johnny.
Okay.
But yeah. All right, guys. Any last words?
No. Have a good week.
Awesome. Yeah, whenever you listen to this, day, night, evening, morning, weekend, enjoy.
Enjoy your life.
Enjoy. Have a great week. And we will see you next Friday. Later.